So we'll go into some scriptures and I see a certain direction that I kept meditating on this, and I don't know, I haven't stopped yet teaching about this in these prayer meetings. I think we began last year at some point. The year began, still went in the same direction about praying from His presence, and you can call it in His presence. If I call this one in His presence. The Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 7, if you can go there, please. 103, verse 7. In His presence. Look at this. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the children of Israel. Can I have it from the Amplified, please? Not Amplified Classic, but Amplified. He made known His ways of righteousness and justice to Moses, His acts to the children of Israel. One of the things that you'll experience when you take time in His presence is to know His ways. Is to know His ways. Why His presence? Because you want to know His ways. The Amplified calls it of righteousness and justice. You will, the more you spend time with a person, the more you know them. If you don't spend time with them, you will know them. Probably some of you have seen me for years, but you don't know me. But if you want to know someone who knows me, Tina knows me. Of course, you spend time with someone, you know them. You know them. You know what they like. You know what they don't like. You know what moves their hearts. You know what that does not move their hearts. You will know them. But how to know them is to spend time with them in His presence. Yeah, to spend time with them. So what about, why would I say this? This, remember, is talking about Moses. Moses spent time with God. Remember when he went up for 40 days and 40 nights, and came down and went up again for that same time. He knew God. In fact, at some point, let's go there to Numbers 13. When Miriam and Aaron started complaining, Miriam and Aaron are complaining. They spoke against Moses because of the Cushite. Can I read from the New King James Version, please? But they are complaining because of the woman that he married. Brothers and especially sisters can sometimes meddle into brothers' affairs. What do you care if he's marrying the wife that he's marrying? Sisters, can I say I don't care? Can I hear you say, why is he marrying that woman? He's marrying for himself, not for the family. Oh, let's see what they started saying here. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. So Miriam and Aaron have started now thinking of how they can give the wife to Moses. And they are even thinking about choosing that wife for Moses. It sounds to me like St. Jay's. Anyone who knows St. Jay's? They like that. That for us who don't speak that language is aunties. The aunties in some area of the world, they like doing that. Then look at this verse 2. So they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? The Lord had it. The Lord had it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who are on the face of the earth. Suddenly the Lord said to Moses, Aaron and Miriam, come out. Can you imagine? You've been talking in the room and God appears and say, come out. You're in a big problem right there. Come out. Come out. You know, you ever seen any guest coming in your home and you've been misbehaving as a child and the mother does this from the corner. You know what that will happen. She'll warn you there, but when the guests come, you'll be dragged somewhere and you'll be spanked. Now I say, come on. Come out. You three to the tabernacle of meeting. So the three came out. Then the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both went forward. Then he said, hear my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. Look what follows next. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? That tells me something. The measure of the presence of God we carry in our lives that actually carries so much honor that can be dangerous to people who judge and criticize. We have to know him. And why this is not a testimony of a man, this is a testimony of God concerning his servant Moses. Why is that? He says, can you imagine God say this? I speak with him face to face. No wonder we find that Psalm 107, verse 103, verse 7, he made known his ways to Moses. To spend time in God's presence is to know him. If we really take time to spend time with him, we have his word, we have his spirit, we pay attention to him, we start seeing things that we couldn't see before. I like saying it, I've said it in some weeks, you know, some months ago. You start knowing what touches his heart, what touches his heart, what makes him joyful, and what grieves his heart. Because the Bible says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. How do you grieve him if you do not know? I mean, how will you know even he has been grieved if you don't spend time with him? It's critical. It's critical for us to know how to spend time with the Lord daily. Daily. Oh, I'm busy. Oh, we've heard that before. But you know what that means? A person becomes weaker and weaker and weaker before when they don't spend time with God in his presence. Did you see that why God gives a testimony, and we find that now in Psalm 107 or 103 verse 7, he made known his ways to Moses. How was that? Moses was spending time with him. Now then, let me see over here. I like the whole of it because Miriam became leprous for 7 days because he spoke against Moses. Then I'll make a statement here. In spending time with him or spending time in his presence, his ways will be revealed to us. Oh, people, it's dark. It's dark. It's dark, so dark. We must spend time in his presence so that we can discern the truth. There's so many lies that if we don't spend time with him, we will not know, we will not discern. We will grope in darkness like the world. It should not be so with the church, because he says, gross darkness shall cover the people, but his light shall be seen upon us. It should not be so. There should be light. We should know the truth. We should discern the truth, and he will show us things to come. Spending time in His presence reveals His will to us, reveals His purposes to us. We understand that which men, natural men, do not understand. I'm going to two scriptures in what I've just said there. Let's go to John 16. It's a scripture I go to almost every day. Just had some wonderful time these 3 days of speaking the National Convention. I think which block is that? But the National Convention, KSCF National Convention, and it was so wonderful. They'd given me 3 sessions beginning at, mine was beginning at 8 o'clock, the Bible Expository in Thika in Chania High School. So I told Martin, let's go, and Rogers, of course, driving us. So 7:30 since Monday, 7:30 a.m. we're in Thika town, praise God. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, today morning. It's so wonderful. Can you imagine they gave me to the Bible Expository, just you teach the word, and they had given me from to speak from the book of Jonah. Arise and answer the call. So on Monday I spoke chapter 1, on Tuesday I spoke chapter 2 and 3, today I spoke part of chapter 3 and chapter 4 of the book of Jonah, and led them into the baptism of the Holy Spirit at the end of it. Oh my goodness, they spoke in tongues, good Lord. It was so wonderful, so wonderful. But this one, I can tell these young people, you know, they're suffering. Sometimes you take so much for granted what you hear. But I want to share with you something that I've never seen it actually happen in that way. Administered, I was done. I went to the room, the hospitality room, and we are there, and students started, they came outside, I don't know how many they were, until I said, I'm not going to take any other. Can you imagine, they were waiting. I had an appointment back here at 11 o'clock, and they were waiting outside. But I prayed for some, I prayed, and then another one came. No, I was done praying for someone, and then I turn and I look at this girl, and I say, and that one, the moment I turned to look at her, she went, turned around, and she started running to the door. Running. There are witnesses who are here, I mean, there. Running to the door was shut. Running, so I go towards the door. She looks at me, and then she turns. She's wrestling so that she could run out and just go out of that room. I say, in the name of Jesus, take authority over that spirit of fear that had tormented her. And she was hit by the power of God and went down. And then cast out that devil. I saw wiggling on the ground. Cast out that devil out of her, and I sense God's presence now coming into her, and she come down, and her tears in her eyes, and I say, now lift her up, and she was lifted up, and I say, look at me in the eyes, and she looked at me in the eyes. That was so amazing now, the beauty. They were saying the eyes even had changed. Actually, I didn't recognize that. Remember, she couldn't. She turned, she was running away. She turned, look at my face, and then she starts running. Then I say, look at me in the eyes. And her sweet, beautiful face just looking at me in the eyes. And I laid hands on her, and I said, now I pray in tongues, speak in tongues, ask God to fill you. She got baptized in the Holy Ghost, and she started speaking in tongues. So wonderful. Ask God. That's what God wants to do, deliver people. It was such a wonderful meet. I enjoyed it all, you know. I like early morning meetings. If you want me to preach from 2 a.m., I'm fine. I prefer sometimes early morning than later in the day. John 16, many gave their life to Christ, baptized in the Holy Ghost, wonderful. Look at verse 13. Look at verse 12. Let's start from verse 12. Remember, I was saying this, spending time in His presence, it makes His ways revealed to you. In other words, You are giving him an opportunity to make himself known to you. You are giving him an opportunity. The less the time we spend with him and we are not conscious of him, the less we know him. You go through things, if you do not know God, you'll be in pieces. I've thought of some things that I've gone through in life in the last like 27 years. And I thought like, Lord, if I wasn't seeking you, I could have been so much broken. You know, people can go through things and they never get healed. 10, 15, 20 years, they never get healed. Listen this. To be healed is to come to his presence, the only healer. The only healer. I remember years ago, Tina's sister, younger sister, went to be with the Lord. And then we went for the burial and came back. And then another teacher, when she was teaching, was concerned that she was like in denial. You know what that means to natural people? You're supposed to be crying. You may be found in a corner just crying all alone. And then you ask, what happened? Because of my sister. Oh. If you don't do that, you're in denial. We all live in Africa. We know how to cry for the dead. We know how to grieve. I think we came from the Jewish nation. They grieved for Moses for a long time, the person that they didn't even love. They didn't like him. You remember how much they didn't like him? They gave him so much. When he died, in fact, is it 30 days or 40 days? We're still grieving. Okay, let me not go to the funerals. Let's stay here. I still have many things to say, but you cannot bear them now. I have a lot to say, but you cannot receive what I want to say. Can you imagine Jesus say this? However, he says this. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, we will guide into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Now hold right there, don't run. When will you know he is guiding you? Will you know when he's speaking to you? How will you hear him when he speaks? And how will he tell you things to come if you don't spend time with him and you're conscious of him? Those manifestations is when we are conscious of him and we are spending time with him in the word and in prayer for God to reveal his will for our lives. If we don't do that, we will miss out all those benefits. Listen, our heads may not know what is going to happen, but if we've been spending time with him in his presence, there's a knowing inside of us, even when a crisis hits, we are confident he is with us. And I said, I like it saying in this man, like I was saying on Sunday, we will hear his voice in a time of crisis. Why? We are conversant with his voice. We know him. Or we'll know everything about God? No, never. But he's faithful to reveal himself to us. Listen to this. He's the present help in time of need. I may not know everything about him. I will never know everything about him. But in that situation that is in front of me, he will reveal his will to me, and I will be strengthened to go through it with strength and victory and overcoming the devil. That is revealed will of God before it comes to pass. Strengthening us that we may not fall and crumble in the time of crisis and all the adversity of the world, that we can stand firm Because we are found on the solid rock, Jesus our Lord. Look at verse 14. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare to you. Go ahead, verse 15. All things that the Father has are mine, therefore I say that he will take of mine and declare to you. Don't you know that in him, the Bible says in Colossians, I think chapter 2, verse, is it chapter 2, verse 9? In him are all treasures of wisdom. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, verse 10. And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power, verse 11. Now, go back to verse 7, please. 8. Is it verse what? Verse 8. Come on. Now let me see. Go back verse 9. Go verse 9 to 9. For in him dwells, just a moment, since you already put it up there. Colossians. In him dwells. Yeah, in him dwells. Okay, just a moment over here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, but is that one? Read it from, let's have it from the Amplified, please. Classic verse 9. Hallelujah. Okay, what does it say? For in him, oh, I like it. Look at this. For in him, the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature. Look at what follows next. And you are in him. Oh, good news, yeah? And you are in him. Say, I am. You see, that's how much we need to I'm in him. You see how much you need to take time within in his presence? For and you are in him, made full and having come to fullness of life. In Christ, you too are filled with the Godhead. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and rich full of full spiritual stature, and is the head of all rule and authority of every angelic principality and power. Listen to this. And in Christ you too are filled with the Godhead. Now all of us are human. We are just human. No, we are not just human. We are filled with the Godhead. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. I was praying with one of the girls. She came to me and said, I've tried to get filled with the Holy Ghost. I couldn't. I said, you have? You know, you can try things that are futile. I've tried to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I couldn't. Then I prayed for her. So I asked her, do you sense anything inside of you? No. You can't sense the Holy Spirit in you? No. I asked her, do you know Jesus is in you? No. Are you born again? No. I thought, oh God. I've wasted a long time trying to pray for someone to be baptized in the Holy Ghost who are not even born again. Isn't that interesting? He said, I've tried to speak in tongues, I couldn't. Are you sensing anything? Yeah, I mean, I've prayed for her. Then I said, do you sense anything? Do you sense the Holy Spirit? If you listen inside of you, you'll know the Holy Spirit is in you. She said, no. Anything? No. All right. Now what about Jesus? Is he in you? No. Oh, okay. I thought, oh God. Okay, let's start with this prayer of salvation. And after salvation, your witness, I said, so you sense the Holy Spirit? Yeah. I said, yeah. I've been praying for an empty tomb. Is that amazing? She had to speak in tongues. She's not even born again. In him, we are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How much, oh, church, how much do we need to spend time with him so that this can be revealed to us?
is precious. Oh.
He just reminded me the other day that I'd spent some time on just, you know, just in the scriptures and listening to him. And I enjoyed it. It wasn't even long, maybe 30 or 45 minutes. I really enjoyed listening to him, you know, through the scriptures. And I sense like he's saying this. How many times you come and you just want to pray and pray and pray? You're not even interested in listening to me. What about if you met with someone and they talked and talked and you kept quiet all through? Don't ever forget this. I had a certain man say this. You're so frustrated of something that was happening in his life for ministry of the gospel. So frustrated. And he went before the Lord and he started praying and he kept praying and he kept praying and he kept praying and he prayed. Then he says, of course, that's the Holy Spirit. It dawned on him. How could you go before the presence of someone who knows everything and you are doing all the talking? How many times do you do that? You go before the presence of someone who knows everything and you are doing all the talking. It's only in Kenya you'll hear people, not only in Kenya, but in the world, sister. You'll hear people talking who have nothing and they're talking about investment. They're thinking, what are they investing? I've come here to talk about investment. Do you have an investment? But listen to this. God knows everything as everything. We need to pay attention to him, spending time with him in his presence. All right? Let's finish in chapter 16, please, verse of John. And then we'll go a certain direction. Then I'm ready to pray. Verse 15, please. All things that the Father has are mine, therefore I say that you will take of mine and declare to you, verse 16, a little while and you'll not see me, and again a little while you'll see me because I go to the Father. And we know that he went. Now then, having said all that, let's go to Isaiah 40, talking about spending time in his presence that his ways may be revealed to us. Isaiah 40, verse 28. And I think I said it in the beginning that the old timers, they all talk about waiting. And rightfully so, you know, it's not like waiting, I'm waiting for the Holy Ghost to come on me, I'm waiting. No. I take it in this manner. You are spending time in his presence, worshiping, listening to him, waiting, you know, like I wait in a restaurant. A good restaurant, it depends on where you go. Do you understand? It's not every restaurant. But a waiter in a good restaurant, they are waiting on you. To do what? To do what? To serve you. I'm here at your service. Even if you touch the fork a little bit, didn't touch it well, maybe it dropped their camera and they pick it up. They give to you what? A cloth, a tablecloth, what do you call it? A napkin. They have a napkin. You sit down and they come and they put on you nicely. All right? If you haven't, they haven't done that to you in a bad restaurant. If we are doing everything, you open your own bottle. They don't pour it on the, you see, they're serving you. Pour it on the glass, in the glass, ready to for you. You drink a little bit, come back, and they pour it over into your glass for you. You know you're in a good place. But if you start hearing, Nani ngombe, you are there to do everything for yourself. Nani madondo. You should know you're in a big trouble. You don't know what will happen to your stomach after. Nani mtura. Isaiah 40. So you see, by the point of about waiting, waiting for service is different attitude. I'm waiting. I'm serving. Now, look at this. Let's go to verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? I like it. The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Let's have it in the Amplified Classic, please. Let's have some vocabulary, more vocabulary. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint or grow weary. There's no searching of his understanding. Verse 29. He gives power to the faint and weary. Anyone who's ever felt weak? Oh, thank you, Lord. He gives power to the faint and weary. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Listen to this. Causing it to multiply and making it abound. If you felt like you didn't have strength, that's the strength you have right there. Are you seeing the reason that Apostle Paul will say this? Let the weak say, I am strong. Because remember, Colossians, you've read Colossians says, in him, the Godhead is in you. You are saying things in line with God's word. That power within you is activated. The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead is in you. You are saying things in line with the word of God. That power within you is activated. You say things that are not in line with the word of God, you become weaker. And that's the will of the devil. Look at verse 30. Even youths shall faint and be weary. And selected young men shall feebly stumble and fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, oh, things look like they're so difficult, but I'm waiting, but I'm expecting, who look for and hope in him. Are you seeing? You're seeing that is not just waiting here. I'm waiting here. I'm waiting. No, no, no. Are you seeing what? That is faith. That's faith being activated. I'm waiting for the Lord. I am expecting. Faith is an expectation. I am expecting. I'm expecting him to renew my strength. I'm expecting him to give me strength. I'm expecting him to give me an overcoming, to activate that overcoming power within me, that I don't have to succumb to my circumstances no matter what I'm facing. It's a different attitude. Tonight we are going to wait. Hallelujah. We are going to wait. Those who wait for the Lord, who expect, I'm expecting, look for. And then he says this, and hope in him shall change. Are you seeing somewhere in connection with what you're talking about, spending time in his presence? Are you seeing you're expecting? You're looking for? I've knelt down before the presence of the Lord, and I'm expecting. I'm expecting. I'm expecting to hear. I'm expecting for that leading. And many times it will be that peace, that knowing. My head does not have the answer, but I have a knowing this will turn out well. I have a knowing. You will not know outside his presence. You'll know when you're spending time in his presence. God loves us, people. That's the reason he paid the price for us to be free. Look for and hope in him shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up what? Mount up what? Are you not looking at the scriptures? Mount up what? Close to God. That's what? His presence. Close to God, His presence. As eagles mount up to the sun, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. Anyone who's been feeling tired of late all the time? And you have it this evening? I've been there many times when you just feel tired. When the bed tries to form a magnet, which attracts bodies, and it's your body it's aiming at. And then after staying for many hours, you still feel like the attraction is there and you have not rested. Anyone who's ever been there? Oh, I'm the only one who's ever been there. Oh, but I know the secret. I know the secret. When you start spending time in His presence, and it becomes sweeter and sweeter. I've said this, and probably many preachers wouldn't tell you this, but I've gone before the presence of God in prayer and knelt down and dozed off. Many preachers won't tell you that. They'll tell you, oh, my brother, I'm telling you, you go into prayer and you pray and you pray for 5 hours, brother. Hallelujah. They won't tell you the time they dozed. I can tell you. I kneel down there and I doze off. And I wake up, it's 20 minutes later. I thought, Lord, that was a good nap. And a sudden lady said this in one of the meetings, said, oh, it was actually Caroline Gure. She said, but God knows your heart. I say, Caroline, I don't want Him to know my heart. I want to work, to move in the spirit, not Him knowing my heart. I don't want just to kneel. God, you know my heart. I'm dozing off. Then 20 minutes later, I wake up. I look and I'm still on my knees. I'm determined. Then hands tebe, kikedaka da basto seke. Then sleep again for 15 minutes, probably. And then I wake up, so did I doze off again? I'm still on my knees. That's how determined I am. Continues maybe, sengeste, sengeste, sekeke. Some 5 minutes, and I'm saying, I'm determined. And I'm not going to stand up. One time I did that. Maybe about 45 minutes later, I was still kneeling and dozing off. I haven't stood up. I started picking up. I'm telling you the truth. It was 2 hours later, I was in the spirit. I was so refreshed. While I could have said, let me go sleep, I think this thing is not working. Listen, you wait. You believe. You trust Him. He will strengthen you. Have you been feeling that way, that you faint or become tired? Wait. We're going to do this tonight. Is that all? Or there's a 32? Usually it reaches that one. Reaches that one. Can you look at the scripture from the other Amplified, please, quickly, and then we pray. So tonight is waiting. Spending time in His presence for Him to reveal Himself to our hearts. Really. And sometimes you can just do and just sing in the spirit with your heart focused to Him, on Him. But those who wait for the Lord will expect, look for, and hope in Him will gain new strength. Have you seen that? Will gain what? New strength and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God like eagles rising toward the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not get tired. God wants to reveal Himself to you while you wait. And the thing, do you know actually what happens? His presence will strengthen you. But listen to this, He'll give you a word to release that strength upon you. He'll give you a rhema word to release the strength upon you. Oh my goodness. I remember on the 8th, it was 8th of March. I'm in Tel Aviv in the hotel. And that's the day they are burying, the body of my brother. And I woke up, I intended to wake up early, but I could tell I was so tired. I think also emotions were trying to get hold of me. Hold on me, really. Emotions of grieving and all that. And I knew I was not going to let that just put its grip on me. I knew I was not going to. Grief is my enemy. That's why in Isaiah 53, he took that grief and sorrow. It's my enemy. You can walk around with a grieved heart and do much, really. Your emotions become so raw and it can be terrible. And I knew I was not going to let that happen. I woke up. Now, remember about renewing your strength? I woke up. I wasn't like praying the Holy Ghost and all that. I just quiet. And I remember walking towards the bathroom. And I had the Lord speak to me to this, say this, Davis, I'm faithful. Wow, I knew what that meant. He reminded me, he says something and it opens your thoughts and your mind quickly. He reminded me of all the things he's spoken to me, not all of them, but they are coming, so many of them, that he's spoken to me and directed me of how to pray for my brother. And then he said this, and I'm faithful to you. Wow, that brought tears to my eyes. I'm faithful to you. I have even things written down. He spoke to me by the Holy Spirit of how to pray for him. And I'd even told him, this is what the Lord told me to pray for you. I have them even today. And he's told me, and I'm faithful to you. In other words, what I've told you to do, you've done it. I'm faithful to you. Do you know what that solidified in my heart? I knew he was in heaven. Many, I can say that they will not understand, but I knew an assurance he had given to me, he was in heaven. That was all what I needed. I came out of that hotel. I was going to meet with Barry Siegel. We spent time the whole day. I had no recollection that this time there's a funeral in my home of my brother whom I loved. It didn't matter to me. I was done. I'd been shifted to another place of his presence. While you wait, when he gives you the word, it gives you strength to overcome whatever was intended by the devil to weaken you and to destroy you. Listen, I know what I'm talking about. I've experienced his strengthening over and over again. I can never deny it. So tonight, I want us to wait. In wait, you may have some repentance to do. That's fine. It's in his presence. Let's read that scripture they put there. They put in the other version, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, and then we're standing in a moment. I want us to pray. I don't want us to stay too late. However, when you start praying and the glory of God fills this house and it's 10 o'clock, we all of us open our mouths, open our eyes and it's 10 o'clock and the house is brighter than it is. What do you mind? Then after that, you come out of the door and you realize you're already in your house. You've been translated. Do you mind? And you're not smelling sweat. You've been cleaned by the presence. Do you mind that one? I don't mind that. What should I be expecting? Oh, I have to walk out. I have to go to the stage. I have to die. No. What about if? But I have a vehicle. You'll be translated together with the vehicle. Is anything impossible with God? You're there in your house together with the vehicle. You realize I've been even washed by his presence. No sweat. It's God.
Do you remember when Moses was saying, how are we going to get meat from all these people? Don't tell them that. In other words, you're suggesting to God, don't tell them this is in the wilderness. Are you going to get meat from all these people? He says, Moses, is anything hard for me? They will eat meat until it starts coming out of their nostrils. That's exactly what he said. Hey, don't ever limit God. How is it? Is that you think like it cannot change? Don't limit God. Let's wait in his presence. Let us allow him to speak to us and bring things and bring strength to us and show us things to come and show us even how to pray for our nation accurately. Amen? And to pray for the nations of the world accurately. And to pray for our siblings and however you lead us accurately. It only comes when we spend time in his presence and we know his heart in that situation. Look at this in Hebrews 12. And please, let's have it from the other. That's lengthy. Let's have it the New King James Version, please. It's wonderful, but it's lengthy. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Because, don't run. You know, it says about sin becomes a weight and snaring us, and we won't be able even to go further, to run with endurance. Look at this. Especially cares and worries. They are such a weight in a believer's life. Do you know why they are weight in a believer's life? Because it's sin. It's sinful to worry. Jesus gave a command, not a suggestion. Do not worry. Do not worry. What is going to happen? I don't care. I'm not going to worry. I'm going to wait. And in his presence, you will not worry. You want to know you're in God's presence, you'll not be worrying. And if you start talking this way, you're not in his presence, take some more time to say, oh God, I'm worrying. You know I'm worrying. You know I'm worrying about my children. You know I'm worrying. You know you're not there. Take time in his presence. Worry will not be in your mouth. You'll say, God, forgive me for worry. I want to experience your presence. All right, go to the next one, please. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Are we ready to wait to have that atmosphere and just experience his presence and pray in the Holy Ghost and listen to him speak some things by the Holy Spirit and let him minister to you? Please, will you be free? I saw some cushions here. I thought I was going to kneel on one of them. Can I have one over here? And anyone who needs, I don't think they're enough, but please can spare my knees a little bit. Stand up on your feet, please. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Just go ahead and lift up your hands to him. I want us to take some time in his presence. Thank you, Father. Father, we've seen clearly in your word, or from your word, that's your will for us to be strengthened. It's your will for us to walk in strength, for us to experience your presence. In fact, you have called us in your word to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Father, tonight, we're not coming with a list of items to pray for, but you want your presence to be revealed to us. We want to spend this time with you corporately in your presence. in your presence, Father. I speak strength to your people. Strength, peace in the name of Jesus. We repent of every anxiety, every worry, every disobedience, every work of the flesh. We humble ourselves, Father, and repent of it, confess our sins, and we ask you for the cleansing that comes through the precious blood of Jesus. Cleanse us from everything that of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of eyes, and the pride of life. Cleanse us from all that. And Father, this is a holy ground. I'm asking you for your presence. I'm asking you to touch our lives. I'm asking you to revive us. I'm asking you to enable us to see, to enable us to perceive, to enable us to know your will. I'm asking you for our hearts, of even every little one here, even our children, to be touched by your presence. Father, thank you. Thank you. Go ahead, just be free, please. We're not in a hurry, just be free. Just take time in his presence. Just take time in his presence. Thank you, Lord. Sombrembre stashede badeste de sada. Akakalele barose de bengere bakada basta. Sakakashe de bakore. There are realms that I've called you to enter in by my spirit. The realms of my glory. The realms that you receive revelation concerning what I've prepared for you. There are realms much higher than the realm of this world controlled by the devil. It's where I've called my people to rise up and perceive my will and understand the things that I have in store for them and walk in them. These are realms that you'll receive the revelation concerning the powers of the age to come. Because you see, I do not exist in time. I exist in eternity. I inhabit eternity. So when you come to this place, you will realize and start seeing things from the realm of eternity. And you realize this, the natural things no longer move you. You receive your strength where it seems like to be no strength in the natural. You will receive provision where it seems to be no provision in the natural. You will know the heart of your Father. And you'll perceive what he wants you to do. And because you're able to see by my spirit, nothing shall discourage you. Nothing shall remove you from my presence. You'll press farther and farther and farther. And you'll start seeing the realm of eternity so clear. And when that realm consumes your mind and your heart, none of these natural things move you. But you'll start realizing, oh, see, what all this my Father has done for me is important to do his will. It's important to follow his ways. It's important for me to know what he wants me to do and do it very well. For I spoke to Moses and told him, Moses, you erect that tabernacle according to the pattern that I showed you in the mountain. It is in this place, high in my presence, that you are able to see my will. And when it is revealed to you by my spirit, you will know exactly what to do. You will bring my glory into the earthly realm because you are the temple of my spirit, says your Father. I sense the outpouring of strength. I want you to lift up your hands to heaven. I sense a cleansing like that Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, that people are being weary, people are being so tired. The presence of God has strengthened you. Father, thank you for what you're doing in our midst. Thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. Touch your people. Heal area that has been hurting, You're being healed by the power of God right now. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for your Spirit. Thank you for a fresh outpouring of your Spirit upon our lives. A fresh outpouring of your Spirit upon your church. A fresh outpouring of heavenly revelations to your church all over the nations of the world. The outpouring of your Spirit concerning the Jewish people, concerning your will for the Jewish people, the outpouring of revelations from heaven. Light be in the name of Jesus. And there will be truth that will be spoken. There will be truth that will penetrate through the lies of the enemy. And God's people shall see the light. And they shall not walk in darkness, but they shall see your light. And walking in that light to do your will in our generation. Father, thank you for revelations from your throne, revelations from heaven coming over the earth, impacting our children, impacting the youths, impacting families, impacting men and women, the pouring of your Spirit and casting out darkness. For darkness has never comprehended light. But the truth of your word shall be spoken. The rising up of young people that will know how to spend time in your presence and see the will of God for their generation. And they will be consumed by heavenly realities, and they will not be moved by the world system. For they would have tested the realities of heaven. They would have tested that which is real and not the fakeness of this world system. Thank you, Father, for the outpouring of your Spirit upon the youth. The outpouring of the Spirit upon the youth. And they will no longer settle for less of what the world is offering to them, but they will see the glory of God. Have you not said that you'll pour out your Spirit upon all flesh? Young men shall see visions. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the outpouring of your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just continue thanking Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Listen, this is what the Lord gave to me. The Lord reminded me as you were praying. Do you sense the Lord in this? Do you sense the Lord in this? Anyone who's been touched by the power of God, anyone who's been healed, there's healing in the house. Anyone who's been healed, I had that of a hip area that has been aching. Anyone, what's that? A hip area that has been healed by the presence of God. I rebuke that pain in the name of Jesus. Who's that? Let me see that. You see your hand up. Sometimes I've prayed and people watching, that's the one that they say, I receive. Was it? Was it you, Faith? Faith, when was she? Where's faith? I thought I saw faith over here. Oh, faith, you're right, and you're. Was it you that I gave word of knowledge and you got healed? You're the house watching online, yeah. So if you're watching online, but anyone here, a hip issue that you've had, the power of God has come upon you and healed you. All right, whatever the case, if you're the one watching us online, you're being healed from that situation in the name of Jesus. I know the power of God, you're being healed. Just the hip area, you're being healed completely in the name of Jesus. And then listen to this. Oh, is it this one? Yes. As you are coming to the end of this natural realm, the end of time as you have known it, the supernatural, the powers of the age to come are invading the earth even more. And therefore, things that are being thought of being impossible to the natural mind shall be conceived by my people, and they will become natural to them. Yes, they are still supernatural, but to my people, they'll be natural. My people are entering more into the realm of my glory, the powers of the age to come, and they are not limited by the natural realm. Men will be amazed at how my people are able to do things that are impossible with men, but then they will be drawn into the kingdom by my power and my grace. Things that naturally will take a long time to manifest will now manifest quickly because of the divine acceleration. As for the wicked, judgment will come quickly and they will be gone. Therefore, stand in your place, listening to my spirit and obeying the things that I will speak to you. You are living in a glorious time, that much of what I've done to you through my Son shall be revealed. I've given you my spirit to teach you and help you walk in the realms of my glory. You are looking at the end of time with an open face without a veil. Moses veiled his face, but yours is not veiled. You are looking at the end of this natural realm into eternity, the powers of the age to come. I read this one. In fact, I thought it was the one I was reading. Yeah, here it is. Listen to this. This was 27th of October, 2021. I want to pay attention. Again, it came up in my heart as we were praying. My people ought not to accept the lies of the enemy that dark days are ahead of them. No, they aren't. Dark days are not for my people. Glorious days are ahead for my people. And these are glorious days. Days of rejoicing, days of abundance. Days of my glory coming upon my people. To the world, yes, it's going to be dark, but not to my people. The veil between this earthly realm into the spiritual realm is so thin and is becoming thinner and thinner because my people are crossing over from the earthly realm into the realm of my glory and are experiencing the powers of the age to come. And as they taste and see my glory, and as they taste and know my glory, they want more of my glory and nothing of this natural realm. And just as it was with Enoch, Enoch experienced this and yours no more because the word of God says God took him. So don't let the lies of the enemy dominate your minds and don't listen to what the world is saying concerning your future. Your future is in my hands and your future is glorious and your future is filled with abundance and your future is filled with good things. So don't listen to the lies of the enemy. Rejoice for the hope of the glory which is to come and expect that. Yes, I know that you have faced difficult things, you have experienced difficult things, but that has never been the plan of the Father for you. So let the goodness of the Father come and overshadow you and believe this, that glorious things ahead of you concerning your family, glorious things ahead of you concerning the work of your hands, glorious things ahead of you concerning your life, and lay hold of them by faith.
Hallelujah.